This is the closing market report for Wednesday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. On the phone with Bill Moore of Price Futures Group, wrapping up another day in the ag marketplace. Bill, what have we seen going on in the grain and livestock markets today?
The market's kind of chopping around, but it's had a late rally here. Beans are now higher in the day. They haven't really been higher all day. They've been as much as 14 lower, 13 lower. So pretty good action. You know, if you look at the chart of the beans, I think that was a key. We've had two reversals in the last 9 days. First one was around the middle of January. The market jumped up almost 50 cents off that. And then it came down last week all the way down to 1190. Now it's back up a 30 cent. The big reversal yesterday, outside day down, new lows, and then higher close. And markets might close higher. Higher close would be pretty impressive today after where it's been. So feels like maybe the bad news is kind of dialed in the market. You know, the market knows that the supplies are pretty substantial, especially in corn, knows that the exports have been slack. And pretty soon it goes down to a level that factors that in, and also a level where you've got it becomes attractive to our trading partners. And I think that's maybe what's happened in the soys. Plus, you've still got some hot and dry weather in Argentina and southern Brazil.
That again was Bill Moore of Price Futures Group. We'll look at the numbers next.
Welcome to January and the beginning of the new year. While we don't know for sure what 2024 will bring, we always need to do our best to be prepared. The same holds true when you're traveling in winter conditions. Make sure you're always aware of the weather forecast, as winter weather can change in the blink of an eye and vary greatly between regions. And be certain of what conditions you may face throughout your route. You can always check conditions across the state by calling 511 on your phone or downloading the 511 app. This message on winter driving safety is from your friends at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.
March corn up half a cent at 448 and a quarter. March soybeans up 3.5 at 1222 and a quarter. Soybean meal up 5.30 at 368.30. Soybean oil up 2 cents at 46.02. On the Merck, February live cattle down 67 cents at 177.35. March feeders down 117 at 240.15. February lean hogs up 50 cents at 76.35. February pork cutout down 70 at 88.05. And February classroom milk down 13 cents at 16.10. And that's been a check of the closing markets. I'm Riley Smith.